Here's another example, this time of potential hybridization. And it concerns these male capuchinos finches in South America. These 9 finches were classified as different species because of their varying morphology. There's quite a variety of wing and head color, creating an almost mix and match effect when the species are viewed side by side. At the top, we have a species with a black cap, orange body, and black wings. At the bottom, we have one with a gray cap that extends through the back and wings. Also, the males' songs are different. The authors explain that one species might have trills in different places, another song might be buzzy. They're very easy to distinguish by call. And yet, at the genetic level, they're up to 99.97% identical. So, how can the males all be so different? What authors suggest is that we're witnessing capuchino finch evolution in mid-stride. Current forms could continue to diverge into ever more distinct species, or they could collapse back into one or a few species through hybridization or extinction. Right now, they're considered separate species because the color and song of the males keep them from widely interbreeding. But if the males, or the preferences of the females, were to change, the species are still closely enough related genetically that they could potentially still mate successfully. This example shows us how complex it can be to actually define a species, and how much overestimation there could be on examples like this. We're talking about the potential to have only one species versus 9.